to guide you. Anybody need him to tell you what to do? You, I'm tired of playing God. I'm going to let you go on and be God. I'm let's give God a hand clap of praise. Partner that with your lips and open your mouth and thank him just for being God. Oh, by him. Yeah, you better learn to thank him for just being God all by himself. Yes, God. Weight lifter. Glory seeker, he's... First Samuel 17. Samuel 17. We're going to read verse 45. 1 Samuel 17, verse 45. Verse 45 in NIV translation. New International Version says, David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled." I want to talk from this thought, a shepherd's secret to victory. A shepherd's secret to victory. Going all in. A shepherd's secret to victory. It's really been on me all week. Exclusion society. We have people that have excluded themselves while being included in the number. They have excluded themselves from what God can do and what he is doing, while remaining consistent in their confession, they're one of God's. Let me say that again. They've included in the number, but they've excluded themselves from the power of what God is doing. So they find themselves in the church, but find themselves feeling like they're not included in the power of God. than the church. Love God. But when they need something, they feel alone. They have disassociated themselves from their past. They communicated that people and things and stuff is just how life is supposed to be. Settling has become a way of life. Mindsets and modes. Sermons are preached, but not impacted in our everyday life. Because yes, it sounded good, but you don't understand what I'm dealing with. Story today, we find a shepherd, David. The occupation isn't easy. It is not cute to be a shepherd. It's not a glorious job. It's not a job that people are envious when you do it. It's not always a safe job. You don't get security as a shepherd because it's a dirty job. It's not a high-paying, y'all don't want to talk to me. It's not a high-paying job. But it's what God used to explain to his people how he views himself and them. He did not say that he was a rancher. I'm a shepherd. To the point that David himself, as a shepherd, penned the words, "The Lord is my shepherd." Okay, y'all don't talk to me. What did I learn about this shepherd? That he provides what I need. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I shall. I don't want anything. It's not a high-paying job. It's not a cute job. It's you have to pay attention to the sheep because sheep are not the most well-educated. They don't always know what they should do. They say they don't know when you know you taught them. The problem with a shepherd is that the most significant issues that we face come from sheep. The problem is we have to make sure we understand that the shepherd understands the sheep. David has a job. He's doing his job. Such a glorious job that Jesus says in John 10 and 11, "I am the good shepherd." The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A good shepherd is willing to put his life on the line. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Well, Pastor, why are you talking about all of this? Because we have to understand that a good shepherd is different than a bad shepherd. Jesus says, "I am the good." That means there has to be some other ones out here that qualify. Y'all don't talk to me. We can share the title, but we're not the same. Come here, Kendrick Lamar. They not like us. They not like us. That David has cared for his sheep. He's understood that there are some attributes of being a shepherd, that they have provisions. But you have to make sure that the sheep are taken care of. Y'all don't talk to me. They provide provision, that they provide. Watch people. Y'all don't talk to me. That you allow you to feed them, but they won't feed. Let me say it again. A good shepherd don't just eat the sheep. He feeds the sheep. Y'all don't want to talk to me. He gives provision. The other thing he gives is protection. Yeah. He gives protection that when the sheep are under attack, knowing that they are not trained fighters, the shepherd has to step in and do for them what they can't do for them. Y'all want to know where I seen it at in the text? Since in the text, John says that Jesus gets up on the cross and he dies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If I understand what this meant, this death and resurrection in John, it meant that they were dying because he had to die because we owed a debt. We couldn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So as a good shepherd, he couldn't leave his sheep in debt. He had to make sure that debt was paid. So a good shepherd always makes sure that you're covered. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Provision, protection. The third thing he brings is a good plan. Mm-hmm. How did you know? Well, Galatians says that he was the lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. Mm. What do you mean, Reverend? That means that before God said, let there be, Jesus already knew that a cross that was going to be made out of wood, or the wood wasn't there yet. He said, I'm going to need you to die because these people that I'm going to go down here and make going to mess up. God always has a plan. Oh, y'all don't talk to me. He says, Jeremiah says, for I know the plans. Y'all don't talk to me. Okay. See, he provides provision, protection, and a plan. But watch this. The secret is not only that you win, but when you're all in, you benefit from the plan. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not that I win. No. This ain't even supposed to be a close fight. Because it was a fixed fight. Because I brought my secret weapon. The problem is you can't get your victory because you don't understand how the shepherd got the victory. Mm-hmm. Story of a little boy goes up to his room. Mama sends him upstairs. Go to sleep. Little boy goes upstairs. Mama hears a thump on the floor. Runs upstairs. Little boy's on the floor crying. Mama picks him up. Go use the bathroom. Get in the bed. Go to sleep. Mama goes back downstairs. 20 minutes later, hears a thump on the floor. Runs upstairs. Little boy's crying. Why you on this floor? Get in bed and go to sleep. Mama gets ready to walk out the door. Something in her stops her. She turns around and sees the little boy lay on the edge of the bed with his feet hanging out. And she says, son, wake up. You keep falling out because you never got all the way in. How many of us have fallen because you had stuff when you should have been all the way in? It could have caught you, but because you stayed teetering on the edge, it came easy to fall in. How do I get this secret to victory? 1 Samuel 17:37. Y'all go there with me because I want to make sure we walking through the text. I don't want you to think I made it up at all. 1 Samuel 17:36 says, the Lord will rescue me. Rescue the Lord who rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul told David, go and the Lord be with you. First thing, what's the first secret we see? Is that being all in with God means trusting his power, not ours. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You better learn to have some rear view mirror shouts. Mm-hmm. Let me say it how I've said it in other sermons. You better learn to pull power from your past. If I can't shout about where I am now, I celebrate having a victory because I know where I've been. Yeah, you see, sometimes if you can't change it, you better change the angle you're looking at it from. I need some women that know about angles in here. That the right suit at the wrong angle might mess you up. I need y'all with me. Watch this. Sometimes it's not about what you're looking at. It's the angle in which you're looking at it from. I trust God because I've learned how to look at what I've been through. I know you want everything to be all right and you want to shout from the palace. I ain't always had that shout. Sometimes I've been in Mark 5:25. There was a woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years, had suffered many things and suffered from many physicians, but did not grow better, but grew worse. Pastor, where's the shout in the text? You ran past it. Not that there was a woman, no. Not that had an issue, no. For 12 years, that's your shout. Because the angle I'm looking at it is not about me being healed. Mm-mm. Not about who I am. Mm-mm. I'm shouting because he kept me. Come on, talk to me. You better learn to thank God. And my secret to my shout and how I found victory is I just change how I look at what I'm going through. Okay, let me say it how it just came to me. I change how I look at what I'm going through until he changed what I look at. Let me say it again. I change how I look at what I'm going through until he sees fit to change what I'm looking at. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because see, my limits are only because of me. But I brought backup with me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See, I'm sick of these late stage dementia Christians. They don't remember nothing. Yeah, because people with dementia can look at things that they've birthed and not recognize it. Y'all gonna catch this in a minute. Because people with late stage dementia can look at stuff that they birthed and not recognize it because something in their mind doesn't click to remind them of what they're looking at. And the problem with us is we act like late stage dementia Christians in the spirit because every time you go through something, you act like you ain't never been through nothing before. You act like he ain't done nothing for you at all. Just forgetful. Everything cry. Everything tear you up. I'm not trusting in my power. I got his power. And I didn't learn about his power from you. I know what I've been through. You crying because you're waiting on the results. Baby, I done got bad results. Let me tell you, it's going to be all right. See, you better learn how to pull people out with your own testimony. Oh, y'all don't talk to me. Mark 5, there's a woman with an issue of blood, 12 years. She's walking down the street, and the problem is that they're walking with a destination, and she don't even know where they're going. They're walking to Jairus' house in a crowd, and they get ready to get toward Jairus' house, and she stops the procession to heal his daughter. And when she gets healed from a 12-year issue, when we meet Jairus again, she's in the middle of telling Jesus what the Bible says, all the truth. Which means it wasn't a quick testimony service. She was talking and telling all of her business. But up the road, coming the other way, they go in one direction, coming the other direction is a messenger from Jairus' house saying, don't bother the master no more. Your daughter is dead. don't know what she said at the feet of Jesus. But what I do know is it was enough that when they got the message, when Jesus said, just believe. Some in Jairus said, if I seen what he did with a 12-year issue, I don't know what he can do with a 12-year girl. Pause, rewind, come around this thing again. If I seen what he just did with a 12-year issue, I'm trusting what he would do for a 12-year-old girl. Pause, rewind, act like it for everybody in the room, because y'all ain't watching this, y'all doing something else. Let me tell you that some of us don't understand that you can deliver somebody in 3 minutes that it took you 3 years to go through. The problem is you got dementia and you can't deliver somebody because you act like you ain't never been through nothing. Not trusting in my power. I'm not standing here alone. God, you've been good to me. When I look back over my life and I start thinking about some of the stuff I forgot to thank him for. Yeah, I tell people that. I know it's a trend now, but I've been doing it for years. We listen and we don't judge. I can't judge you because of what you just told me. Baby, I live with me all the time. I got information. I got receipts. You fool around and talk about it too long, I have flashbacks. I'm not here because I've got it together. I'm here because who's guiding my feet? Y'all don't want to talk to me. Yeah, you can't have memory loss. David is standing at the battle site. David, let me. I got to really. I'm sorry, y'all. He's door dashing. He was at the house shepherding sheep. His daddy orders a meal for his brothers. He's going to pick up the meal and take it. And while he's doing the delivery, he overhears somebody talking about his God. And David says, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Who's you talking to? See, you better learn to get mad when folks handle God any kind of way. I ain't laughing some stuff off. You can't talk about my God. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. Yeah. So he's door dashing the meal while in his delivery for his package. He overhears this Philistine talking mess. And he ends up in the king's tent because when you royal by blood, y'all don't talk to me. You can end up in rooms that you wasn't even supposed to be in. And David says, who he think he talking to? Saul says, you DoorDash and you not no fighter. All of the fighters are here. They say they a little quiet for me. See, y'all doing that because y'all know how church work. Y'all sit down on the first song and then stand up on the second song, and then you wave your hands real good when the second song is almost over because you know you're going to get your routine together. But there's two or three of us, if they fool around and sing the wrong thing for praise and worship, you're going to have to wake me up at the benediction because I can't hold my peace. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all really don't understand that I'll sometimes grab my stuff and walk out and go on home. I can't even got what I needed. I don't know what else y'all's waiting on, what you looking for. He's been here since praise and worship. I don't. If that didn't move you, I'm not mad you looking at me like I'm crazy. David said, I'm not going to let you handle my God any kind of.
had to be a quiet camp that the only person you hear talking noise is the DoorDash man.
I'm sorry.
He ends up in the tent of the king because he's upset because watch how you handle my God. And the king says, well, what are you going to do about this big old giant? It's a giant of a man. David says, I got a track record with him. The same Lord that rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. See, y'all keep trying to find new gods with new issues. And I'm not telling you what I think. I'm telling you what I know, because you spend too much trying to find him. Because if he the same God that delivered you last time, why you got to go get him? I brought my soldiers with me. I will shift a meeting in a minute. What? I tell people all the time, don't get me to talking about him. We will stay here forever. I know too much about him, baby. The stuff that made you think I was disqualified is what got me on the roster. Do you understand? Ooh. That's why you're supposed to stand in front of your next issue. Do you remember what God has brought me from? See, if you ever learn how to talk Holy Ghost noise, you wouldn't even deal with some of the stuff you got going on. Baby, you ain't the first fool I done ran into. I know fools. I've seen fools. He brought me out of all of that foolishness already. See, grandma taught us that. You would bring somebody home to grandma, and she would just look at them and be like, that ain't it, baby. Uh-uh. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Tips of her shoes messed up, baby. She don't even clean her feet. You don't want nobody like that. That means she got a dirty house. You don't want nobody don't pick their feet up, dragging their feet around. I don't want to talk to them. Because they brought it around. Y'all don't want to talk to them. Bring a man home. She look at him. Baby, he ain't the one. He ain't got no watch on. He ain't got nowhere to be. You better watch it. You need somebody that got something going on. You better use your past to strengthen where you go. Y'all don't want to talk to him. I'm sorry. I've been up here. I ain't new to this. I'm true to this. This is why I'm winning. Y'all know what I'm talking about, baby. He pull up outside your house and blow the horn. Your daddy don't let you go outside. But you get up. Oh, I'm ready to go. But you better sit back down. Anybody coming to get you, gonna knock on the door. You ain't finna let nobody start off how they gonna end up. You better watch how y'all don't wanna talk to me. Okay. You too old to be dumb. Song says everybody plays the fool, but you don't have to play it all the time. You learn new all the time? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm gonna do better. I'm sorry. Yeah, they have a bad last name. You can't date them. I know they uncles. They weren't no good people. Them ain't people. Y'all don't talk to them. Y'all don't talk to them. You better learn how to remember and pull power from what you've been through. I read a book that says that in couples communication, that anything above a 7 stops whatever you're saying from being right, because the level in which you communicated it made it wrong. Yeah. No matter what you communicate above a level 7 is now deemed to be incorrect because of how you communicated. Now, I remember in school, they would have basketball tryouts, and they would just put y'all on the court, five on the court, one team, five on the court on the other team, and the rest of the boys be standing on the side, and the coaches would keep subbing you in and out. And some boys, when the game started, they was in. 2 minutes out, they pulled them out. You sit on that end. Yeah. Okay, you sit over there by him. Okay. He'd be like, well, why you made them play the whole game and they over here quiet? I could tell by the way they played in the first 2 minutes. They ain't going to make the team. I seen everything they had in the first 30 seconds. It shouldn't take you all year to recognize something that you seen. I seen this before, baby. This ain't it. No. Junior used to do that. I seen this before back in the 90s. No, baby, going on. You stay where you. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Yeah. Okay, y'all don't talk to me. Okay. Being all in means trusting his power, not ours. Second thing, being all in with God requires boldness in the face of opposition. Mm-hmm. David just wasn't talking noise in the camp. Verse 45, David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defiled. This is the problem. David has been taunted by Goliath. The people doubted if he should be going out there. David's dad then passed up David when they came to anoint the brothers, left him out there with the sheep. His brothers told him to shut up because we don't act like that out here. And when everybody turned their back, David still stood up and said, I ain't standing up on my own, Mike. God gonna do something in here today. Because the God I serve don't lose. There's time out for wimpy people that ain't declaring but whispering. And I'm sick of us taking everything like it's an attack on us. You didn't hit me. You hit God's child. Do you know who my dad is? Oh, y'all don't talk to me. See, some of us need to get the attitude of celebrities when pulled over by the cops. Do you know who I am? Are you trying to attack me? Do you understand the God that I... Okay. Yeah, see, it's not about... Ain't nobody coming after you. You're not that important. He trying to attack your witness for who you represent. You're not that important, baby. They don't care. Because half of the stuff that the devil hit you with, folks expected you to go through anyway. I told somebody up there, they said, well, Pastor, you always act like it don't matter to you. I said, don't. Because excuses are useless. Your friends don't need them, and your enemies won't believe them. Okay? I wish I could tell y'all how I said it in another meeting. Try to clean it up a little bit. The problem with some of us is you get mad when you're not exempt from somebody else's bad list. I said it like that, yeah, uh-huh. That understand, you might be clean in one area, but all us in here, somebody don't think nothing of. You better watch celebrating somebody else's downfall. My grandpa would say every dog got his day. Yeah. And then you ought to watch the people. Y'all don't talk to me because this ain't even in my notes. You better watch the people that's ready to celebrate somebody else's downfall with you. Because they picking up the phone when somebody get ready to talk about. See, I make people feel uncomfortable. Did you hear about? Let's pray for them. You serious? Yeah, because if I go through something, I don't want y'all to think I'm perfect. I ain't did that, but I ain't. But just in case my turn come up, I want you to say, when they call you, he prayed for you, and you over here talking about him. You better believe it. You better stand bold. David says, you got normal fighting material, sword and spear and shield, helmet on. Oh, I didn't come to fight that kind of battle. We fight you like that, I'm going to lose. I ain't come to fight you like that. I came because the problem is you put my God's name in your mouth. Yeah. And you messed up when you brought him into the battle. Because tell people all the time, you want to make me mad? Talk about me. I'm fine. It's cool. I ain't going to be happy, but I am. Might be true. I don't like him. I understand why you don't like me. Sometimes I don't like myself. Sometimes, sometimes I look at myself and say, why did you say that? I understand. Talk about maturing, though. Oh, yeah. Come here, DMX. Y'all going to make me lose my mind up in here. So when you get ready to talk about my God, you better understand I'll tie up all of this stuff. Oh, y'all don't talk to me. See, y'all too demure. Y'all too. Y'all too prime, too prim, too proper, y'all. Y'all too together. Y'all got your church face on, got church clothes on. Y'all always had it together. You've never had a bad day. I don't know if they were talking to me or not. I heard them say some things, but they were misunderstood, so I didn't even deal with them. Y'all too safe for me. Because you too heavenly, and you ain't there yet. David said, I understand you talking about my God. You might not have knew I was here yet, though. Because when I show up, you might want to watch your mouth. Because I tap everything, getting it. I flip over. Y'all don't. See, y'all too cute. Y'all ain't ready. That's why we can't do. That's why spiritual warfare ain't shifted your life. Because y'all ain't fighters. David showed up to deliver DoorDash. Now this fool is over here finna fight a whole giant. With no prep time. He ain't stretched. He ain't got nothing together. He ain't got no sword. All he had was an angry spirit because you handled my God wrong. I tear all of this stuff up. I ain't got to get no warning. Don't let this suit, these jackets, these shoes fool you. I turn this joker out, right? I'm sorry. Y'all too prim and proper. God needs some crazy folks on this side. Yeah. Ain't no book wrote about people that had it together. He said, I'll tear this thing up. 2025 version, you come against me with sword and spear. You got all of that and ain't ready for what I'm finna give you. Because I tear all of this stuff. I flip over this table and everything in between us to get to you. You better. Yeah, I'm tired of y'all walking like y'all, Pastor, did we make it or not? Pastor, I know we're going to make it because I know who the God is we serve. I tell everything in his highest things over at Victory. We just praying it'll be all right. It's good what you asking for. Do you want to know what God has done for us? Ain't no losing over here. And we can talk about it or be about it. What you? I'm sorry. Let me go back to the old me. Y'all ain't got no transferable skills. Y'all ain't ready to fight in the spirit or in the natural. Right now. You know, real fighters ain't that doing that much talking. Females, they you start getting loud, they start taking stuff off that you could get use against me. How that was down, get tied up, you know. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Because it's a fool on the inside of me. Y'all don't want to talk to me. You better learn to be bold for God. Yeah. You better learn what you better say with your chest. You better get, well, you don't understand who you're talking. See, you better, and then what you, watch this, because this is what's going to help you. Keep people around you that know when you about to turn. Keep people close to you. To warn the people that's cutting up, you might want to stop. The problem is, Jesse, I married a fighter. Mm-hmm. And I cut up and she cut up. My goal is for us not to cut up at the same time. That's our goal. So sometimes when she see me about to go, she start throwing warning signs out. Y'all might want to leave him alone. Pastor, just walk out the room. Pastor, don't say nothing. Just come on. Come on with me. I was on a phone call. Was it Friday? I thought we was just talking. I'm in my office with the door closed. She opened the door. You all right? I didn't know I had got loud. But the kids went upstairs. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Because see, some of y'all ain't bold enough to fight, which is why you laying down and taking what the enemy is throwing at you. You better learn to stand over your sick people around you and say, devil, you an old, dirty lie. This won't be how this one ends. You might get them, but it ain't going to be today. I'm sorry. Okay. Y'all, can I give a real quick? I know I've been up here way too long. I'm going to give a quick training course for those that don't know how to handle stuff. Y'all ready for talking mess 101? The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Mm-mm. It's not just about saying, because I'm going to show you a transfer about how to pull that thing through. It's just not to say that I am redeemed. You better learn how to say so. Bullies are talking about me, so I got pain in my body. I understand you don't like me right now. I don't care what I'm going through, I'm still gonna give him praise. Y'all better learn how to look at the enemy in the face and tell him so. I'm going through hell, but I'm still going to serve him. So what you talking about me? So what you got my name in your mouth? I don't care what you say about me. I brushed that off a long time ago. You don't like me because of what you know about me, baby. If I set you down and told you what you don't know, I'll keep you up at night. You better ask somebody. I turn this church out with a testimony service if you're ready to get real. See, you trying to figure out why I act the way I act, because I know if the blood covered me, that's some good blood. Yeah. Baby, I shout when they say it reaches the highest mountain, but when they say it flows to the lowest, baby, I done been low before when they came and got me out of. I'm sorry. Not Sunday morning, not the prim and proper, not the study and the word me, but it went down to the lowest valley and got me. I ain't shouting about cars or clothes or cash. I'm shouting because when it got to the valley, it even covered me. He came and got all of me out of that. Y'all don't understand. You pull a background check. He came and got me past all of it. I ain't gonna get through this. You better learn to talk noise when you get in the middle of some stuff. what's the title of the message? The shepherd secret to victory is you better learn to open your mouth and say. Okay, I keep going through this. I don't know why God got me on this point. I got a third one somewhere, but y'all, we ain't going to get to it. You better get you some people that not only know when you finna go off, but some people that know you missed your part when you should have went off. Bishop, come here real quick. They get you in the middle of some stuff, and they see somebody talking about you, and they start... This your turn. This your turn. They talking about you. You better go. Y'all ain't gonna handle her like that. And then get you in the car and say, what you was sitting quiet for? Didn't you hear them talking about you? That's how you ought to be at church. Why was you sitting there quiet? They said, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Why did you sitting there quiet like you ain't had a hell of a week? What was you waiting on? I'm sorry. I don't know what you're waiting on. What was you looking for? They gave you the invitation. They were sitting. You must have wanted me to cut up because you invited me. Yeah. After a while, I started looking at the folks I thought was about that life. You ain't about that life. You just talking. You just talking. You ain't about that. You ain't. I'm not going to give names because it's unimportant. Sitting with some people that were prominent in church and kingdom. And they. They have sang across the country, preached to millions. They've done great things for the kingdom. They were somebody to be sitting with. And some people would have just been happy to be sitting with them. Uh-huh. And so I was sitting there because I didn't know why I was at the table. So I'm sitting there, and they started talking about somebody. And then they moved on to somebody else. And I checked out the conversation. Because I don't really do that like that. And they brought up somebody that was close to me, but the name they called them by, I didn't know. And somebody with me said, they talking about your people. Who? I was sitting at the table, y'all, and the person that told me looked at me, but he did it with his hand on my chest, like this. They talking about your people. I said, who? And I checked back into the conversation. I said, we might want to move on to the next one. No, I know you like them, and they your people. I said, yeah. And that's what qualifies me to push next on this conversation. Because Brother Bishop, I'd tear everything in this restaurant up. I know you sung to millions. You've preached in the biggest auditoriums. But it's a fool in me from the country that'll tear everything in here up. I will turn the church's mission fund into a bond agreement. Watch how you handle my people. Because as long as they rocking with me, they won't be a discussion for you. So when you get ready to tell somebody you said something, tell them that the conversation stopped here. Y'all don't want to talk to me. Y'all don't talk to me. I need two or three people that'll say, I'll tear this thing up for God. I will turn over everything in this room. If I see, the old saints had a song. They said, think of his goodness. When I just think of what he has done for me, my soul runs back and wonder. When waves of affliction sweep over my soul, when sunlight is hidden from view, whenever you're tempted to fret or complain, just think of his goodness. Yeah, that's why I stand up. That's why I praise God. That's why I'm giving him everything that's due to him, because I started thinking about what he's done for me. Sometimes what he done for me is just keep me until I got to the right me. It was the crazy me. He just kept on loving me, kept on keeping me in every situation I was in. I ain't bold because I got it together. I'm bold because I know who I'm with. Y'all better. I can't lose with the stuff I use. Y'all better ask somebody who you're playing with. I'm sorry, y'all ain't about that life. It take too much for you. Because if you really understood what God had brought you through, you would just start telling him thank you for every way he's made, every door he's opened, every tear that dropped out of your eye that he didn't let you forget. When they talked about you, he came through and did the vengeance is mine, all by himself. And you realize he was better at vengeance than you was at revenge. Stay bold in the face of the enemy. What's the secret? I ain't scared of y'all. I ain't scared of none of y'all. Run up on me if you want to. You better see the other people. You better, y'all don't talk to me. Heart start beating fast just thinking about somebody trying something. You better watch who you. See, some of y'all got to be warmed up for the fight. Some of y'all, that's what God told me. That's what it is. I'm done for real. Some of you all are boxers. You got to train. You got to eat right. You got to work out, build up your stamina. You got to get measured. Come to the conference. Get weighed in. Put your gloves up against each other's gloves. Take pictures with them. Promote the fight. Y'all are boxers. Y'all are spirit. God just gave me freedom. I ain't mad no more. Y'all are professional boxers in the spirit. Yeah, y'all only want to fight the enemy when it's in the spirit. Y'all are professional boxers. Y'all just need a warm-up. You know, when he catch you by surprise, you go into your secret closet and start to pray, and then you start anointing yourself and telling everybody that it's God is going to work this thing out. And that's professional boxing. You get your pictures taken. You laying all of the stuff out. You got your prayer cloth at the house. And you got all of your stuff that you only can do it in your cloth. But then there's some of us that ain't professional boxers in the spirit. We fighters. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would show up to the weigh-in. But if I see him, y'all, okay, and I need the fighters that's with me. If I see him, it's on sight. I ain't waiting until the ring. And baby, what bell? You better start it whenever he says something, because I'm going to turn this thing out soon. Yeah, that's what God just freed me from that frustration. I took it on. Some of y'all are professional fighters in the professional boxers in the spirit. And some of us are just fighters. Street fighters. Anywhere, anytime, any occasion. Y'all don't talk to me. We would tear birthday parties, funerals, weddings. Y'all don't want to talk to me. And the only time you get a reprieve, it comes with a warning. Well, you know they're going to be there. You better tell them sit on the other side. And I better not catch them looking at me. Because anything in between me and them can be moved at a moment's notice. That's when you're bold. Because when you understand that you ain't finna deal with just anything, you'll be willing to tie up everything. You got to learn to get bold in the spirit. Grandma and them used to say he don't want no coward soldier. He don't want no prim soldier either. I'm done for real. First, come on. Have you ever seen somebody go to football games to play in the game and come home, uniform still clean? What did you do during the game? There's no sign. You've been in a fight. Because some of us go to church and leave and don't have nothing on you. You ain't sweated none. You ain't waved your hands. You ain't got to go after church and refreshen up. You ain't got to make sure your wig's still straight because it was cocked to the side a little bit when they pass you out. Y'all don't talk to me. You don't know where your shoe at. See, y'all don't talk to me. Because when you really bold, it leaves evidence. I don't know who earring this is, but it's way over here under this speaker. I saw it earlier in the sermon. And God said, that's what real praise look like. It leaves evidence somebody was here. But they left something, but they took what they needed. I don't talk to them. You got to learn to get bold for God. Tired of everybody sitting here having dead church. Now, you done fought through the cold and the rain. And you going to sit here like ain't nothing happened for you ever. I learned to say, you come with sword and spear. But I got something in me that'll tear this whole field out. And when the story was over, not only was Goliath on the ground, his same sword he brought to the battle. The only time it got used was to cut his own head off. Watch this, y'all. But if you keep reading in 1 Samuel, you'll find out for the next year, David kept the head of Goliath with him. So when people started talking noise, reaching his bag, watch who you handle. Y'all don't talk to him. David was so crazy, his reputation preceded him. That even his enemies, when he was running from the people he should have been with, they say, you know that that's David that killed Goliath. Because sometimes people know your story better than you. Because when you've been bold, your reputation starts preceding you. People can't handle you just any kind of way. You better learn to stand up. Pastor, what's the secret to victory? I got to go all in with him. I got to go all in. Give God a hand clap of praise in this room.
Come on and give him praise. Come on and give God some praise. I say give God some praise. Give God some praise. Come on, he gives us the victory over our enemies.